This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know this is tough to wrap your brain around, but there are, in fact, some questions out there that cannot simply be Googled. Queries about business and the economy that you ask and we answer. It's our series called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade work.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has today's installment.
Listener David Rigby works as an actuary in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and the number cruncher in him wanted to know this.
We hear about the vast amounts made by the estates of deceased celebrities like Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley. Who enjoys the benefit of all this income, and does the government get any tax revenue from it?
I called dead celebrity lawyer Mark Rossler. His client list is like a who's who at the Hollywood Cemetery. James Dean, Ella Fitzgerald, John Belushi. When one of these stars checks out, Rossler checks in, valuing what's left.
They have two types of assets. They have tangible assets. They're cars, bank accounts, homes.
Zillion-dollar homes like Neverland and Graceland.
And then they have intangible assets, copyrights, trademarks, what they call the right of publicity, which is the right to your name and likeness.
Rossler says for the heirs, this is where the big money usually is. It's the songs sold on iTunes, played in bars, and used in ads.
You're the Pepsi generation.
Plus the celeb's name and image to put on products and even appear on stage in holographic form. Now let's see who inherited the realm from one of our most lucrative dead celebrities, the King of Pop.
I'm going back to Indiana, back to where I started from.
In his will, Michael Jackson went all the way back to his childhood. His mom got a big piece of the action, along with his three kids. His siblings, including the other four Jacksons, and his dad didn't get a thing. Now, when Jackson died in 2009, he didn't have much value to marketers after all the scandals he'd faced. Plus, he had massive debts. But Beverly Hills entertainment lawyer Joseph Schleimer says death brings, as it were, a change in management.
The mansions, yachts, luxury cars, private jets, and parasitic entourages are dispensed with. Death ushers in lawyers, accountants, and executors, and they usually bring a cold eye for maximizing revenue.
The lawyers, etc., they've made Michael Jackson number one on Forbes' annual dead celebrities list. Yeah, there really is one, with $140 million in earnings. And who gets the profits? Well, the estate lawyer's cut is likely 10% plus. Singers and dancers and record labels earn plenty performing in Vegas and selling his music. Lawyer Mark Rossler says for a complicated estate where he's doing licensing deals, he's in and out of court, trying to stop bootleggers from putting the artist's picture on posters and t-shirts, his cut can be 30% or more. Uncle Sam's not doing bad either. Income from all the music and marketing is taxed at upwards of 40%. Plus, there's estate tax paid on the value of the assets getting passed on. And that means someone's got to guesstimate what old songs and a dead singer's image might be worth years from now. Michael Jackson's executors put his estate's total value at just $7 million when he died. The tax man was not impressed, says lawyer Robert Wood.
And the IRS came in and said, well, no, we think it's over $1 billion.
The IRS now wants $700 million more. Jackson's lawyers say the King of Pop wasn't worth much when he died. We made him a superstar again, so we and his heirs should keep the millions he's making now. The case is in tax court. Stay tuned. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
This is, of course, one of those segments that doesn't really work without you and your wondering. So please take a minute, go to our website, and tell us what you want to know. And while you're there, check out the rest of the series, I've Always Wondered. It is, repeat after me, marketplace.org.